I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. Bolivia, the news is that the trial of Jair Bolsonaro, the previous president, begins in early September. There's a new allegation that he sought or filled out or made reference to a paper that would allow him to enter Argentina for sanctuary. It's another allegation that he means to flee and not stand the justice in Brasilia. He's accused of a range of crimes, including an attempted assassination plot associated with the last election. However, this is all part of the politics, as I understand, of Brazil. Professor, we have this headline that Lula's approval rating has ticked up from the lows of earlier this year. At the same time, Jair Bolsonaro is always pictured as smiling. And to confuse myself, Alejandro de Moraes is weighing in with his opinion of Donald Trump and the tariffs and the question of whether the tariffs will be applied in a punishing fashion because of Alexander de Moraes' pursuit of Bolsonaro. So the melodrama continues. This trial, I presume the guilty verdict is built in. Is there a plan B? Thank you.
Well, it's a great question, John. And Brazil, much like the United States, is becoming increasingly polarized. The view of things from the right and the traditional parts of Brazil versus the left is very different. And so, to start with the left, what you get is that because Brazil has historically had relatively independent, call them feisty judicial institutions, that the choices by Alexandre de Moraes, although many would see it as lawful, fear and an abuse. There are those, especially in the center and the left, that see it as part of Brazil's tradition of judicial independence, and that an attack on that is an attack on the United States or is an attack on Brazil. And thus, the Trump administration 50% tariffs on Brazil, I think, have actually driven a instinctive rally around the flag effect among some in the center and in the left. And so you've actually seen Lula's approval under fire grow from 40% in May to 43% in July to now, I believe, 46% in August. Now, having said that, also, Lula is being pushed farther to the left and has been coordinating with Vladimir Putin on a number of issues, including talk to him after his interactions with Ukraine, has talked with President Xi. Most recently, apparently, has talked to Macron, not only about Mercosur issues, but also about U.S. tariff issues. And so Lula is feeling bolstered and radicalized and looking for friends where he can find them. But on the other hand, clearly there is a sense that is de Moraes taking these prosecutions too far. And so on the one hand, the case in which Bolsonaro is defending himself against allegations that he literally was part of a plot to try to overthrow the Lula government, or at least not allow the Lula government to take power through a series of conspiracies with the military. Of course, ironically, he let the government, he let Lula take power, something he might now regret. So the big defense is, well, how can you accuse us of conspiring not to let them take power when we let them take power? But in addition to that, new charges have come out on top of, so if that and the six other cases, including the political inhabilitation of Bolsonaro, were not enough, now there are new charges that in the lead up to the trial, it has now come up that Bolsonaro was actually talking with the Argentines, wrote a letter supposedly to Javier Milei, asking for a request for asylum. Apparently, there had been also accusations that previously there had been a request perhaps to President Trump, and indeed some coordination with a lawyer of President Trump on other affairs. And so, again, for the Brazilian right, there's the sense that de Moraes and in the system is just throwing everything that they possibly can at Bolsonaro to keep him, incarcerated and just judicially inhabilitated for a very, very long time. And thus, those who see themselves as politically represented by his values and his Liberal Party and others, I think are really in Brazil feeling themselves under attack by Lula. And so it's polarization that for Brazil, which has traditionally been a pretty amiable place in terms of its politics, is seeing people go to both extremes.
De Moraes, in the meantime, an unusual posture. is trash-talking the President of the United States. By that I mean he's baiting the question of whether he'll be, whether he's under sanctions because of lawfare allegations. What do you make? We just have a minute here, and then we're going to turn to Venezuela. What do you make of Dima Rice continuing to be in the news? He's a judge. He's not a politician.
Well, I think that Dima Rice has come to see himself as a political figure, and one I think he's come to revel a bit in the international attention. And so at least my third party observation here seems to be that he's become relatively full of himself and enjoying the media attention and seeing himself, right, perhaps not over Lula, but in a position where, he's, going against Trump toe to toe, and maybe forgetting a little bit that he's a judge, as you point out.
Yes. Fall in love with those television lights.
Exactly.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College. We're headed to Venezuela. Sosa Flotilla of the United States Navy.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.